Well, they're very glossy, aren't they? He's got a lovely glossy coat on him, on each one of them. Well, it's amazing to have so many artists, you know, working, who've put so much work and creativity. I mean, who knows how many hours have been put into them. But each one is so detailed and colourful. I hope it's going to really brighten up. Not that Bristol needs it, maybe this morning, but...
Let's talk about some of the people you've got involved here. So we've got illustrators like Quentin Blake, who people will remember from the Roald Dahl books. We've got some celebrity gardeners behind us. We've got one grommet covered in grass. There are all sorts of names. I think Joanna Lumley also designed one as well. How did you get all these different people on board? And I guess you must be really taken aback that all sorts of amazing people have come forward to say, I would love to design one of these.
Yeah, well, this is the people at the Grand Appeal, and my PA, Angie, has worked tirelessly just trying to get all sorts of artists and celebrities on board over the last 2 years, and we've had the most generous response. It's been incredible. I've done very little myself. I've just signed letters and, you know, and watched the grommets come in.
And when the Grand Appeal initially came to you and said, we've got this idea, we want to create these 80 grommets and have them around Bristol, how did you feel about using Grommet's image, something that you created?
Well, at the first, I mean, it was always been a great honour, just the very idea of it. But to have, I think if I was an artist working on somebody else's character, I might feel a bit restricted. I'm really glad that each artist has not, you know, they've just kind of done their own thing and been just let fly, really. Grommet's still there underneath. I am usually very fussy in the films about how Grommet is portrayed. But with this, Grommet's still there underneath. It's just a great honour to be, not only for all these artists, wonderful artists to work on him, but also for him to be used for the Grand Appeal, you know, such a great cause.
We've got the original Grommet in his normal coat behind us, reminding everyone of this is what I normally look like. Do you remember when you first drew or created the very first Grommet? And looking back, you know, now, did you ever think, you know, Grommet and Wallace would be as huge as they are today and we'd have 80 around the city of Bristol?
Yeah, I know. I still have to pinch myself every... You know, when we had the stamps, or when he's on the cover of the Radio Times, or whatever it is, I have to pinch myself. This is just the two characters I created at college. You know, and I'm still that student, really. So, you know, I'm used to seeing Grommet about 5 inches high as well. So to see him, it's like I've had too much cheese. Some kind of weird dream to be surrounded by giant grommets.